it's very different to what we've looked at before. In this particular case, it's targeted at a specific operating system and a specific set of computers, which is what's unusual about it. Historically, malicious software, worms and Trojans and viruses have been put out on the internet and spread, and they're designed to do certainly specific jobs, but their objective is, you know, pretty broad. In this particular case with Stuxnet, what we're aware of is that a very, very small universe was targeted. We think, you know, less than 1,000 or 1,500 instances around the world. The particular malware itself is Windows-based, so it's designed to attack Windows computers. But the ultimate target is actually a Siemens PLC, or Programmable Logic Controller, which is the kind of controller that you find in an industrial control system, all the way from elevators, the chip that actually makes an elevator stop on certain floors and go at certain speeds, air conditioning systems and heating systems in buildings. You've probably seen an engineer when he does maintenance plugged in from a laptop to an elevator system. Those are all industrial control systems, but they're also found in the electrical industry, power systems, water systems. You find them in traffic lights. In this particular case, they were targeting a set of PLCs manufactured by Siemens. And in as you've seen in the press, in this case, the belief is that it was targeting the centrifuge systems of nuclear facilities specifically, or reportedly those in Bashir in Iran.
Now, do we have any knowledge that they did any damage to those facilities?
The only knowledge that we have in the public world is what was reported by the Iranians themselves when they described the fact that there was significant damage done to computers, and there have been rumors of them reportedly asking for outside help. But in reality, no one on the outside really knows.
So in many ways, this is an example of a critical infrastructure type attack that we've been talking about so much. And the same thing that, and also in these attacks, or these potential for these attacks, people always say that, well, we're probably safe because those types of systems that control critical infrastructure are not connected to the internet. But that's not really the case. So how did this thing jump? How did it get in there? How do we know that it got into that controller? It had to be connected to a regular computer at some point.
Correct. This is one of those very interesting things that have come out of the whole issue around Stuxnet that's been a wake-up call for the industry in general, and certainly for the security industry in particular. In this particular case, the controllers themselves run Siemens' own operating system, something called System 7. The malicious software, the malware, runs on Windows. What was targeted in this case were the groups of computers that are used by engineers to actually control and program or set values inside these PLCs.
But those computers can use to control and set the values, are they on the internet?
No. In fact, they are never connected to the internet. That's what's, you know, so disconcerting about this. The prevailing belief has been that in control systems, typically in SCADA networks, right, and in SCADA systems, there is a complete air gap between the public internet and the control system network itself. And there are very, very strict rules about even doing upgrades of controller software, the way that software is actually moved across. It's a totally different kind of operating system, totally isolated. And in this particular case, the people behind Stuxnet were able to do something genuinely very innovative. They were able to use the computers of the engineers or the maintenance technicians to actually set the controls on the control system to actually have different values in them which cause them to behave differently. So in fact, there was no infection on the controller. Just the values on the controller were set to a specific value that caused them to misbehave inappropriately. But they were doing what they were designed to do.